Well, Christmas time is a wonderful time for so many people, but, you know, I'm always reminded of those that are struggling at this time of year because of different things in their life. Some people have lost, family members, and Christmas reminds them because they're not here anymore. And we've had some in our congregation that are, I'm happy in one sense that they're walking in heaven. They're walking with God right now. They're actually happier than any of us. But we share the loss in that they're not with us. And we have some flowers here that were donated in memorial of Noel Cassiano, who just a year ago went to be with the Lord. And some of you were here at that service, and he was in heaven, but he preached that memorial service. And I thanked him for it because he just did a better job at it than I could have. How many were here in that service that you remember? It was a touching time, but I'm going to see Noel again. And Holly and Devin and Lily, you're going to see him again. And I bet he's going to drag you on those streets of gold and just slide you and see how far you slide. Because heaven's a real place, and we're going there. And we're going to be reunited with those that, we have released from this life into heaven. Chuck Williams is another dear friend of mine that he told me many times he'd have given his life for me. He gave his life for so many people. He was a firefighter, and he was able to rescue some people. And he told me of a story once when he had to carry out a little boy or a little girl that didn't make it. But thank God for people like Chuck, Nancy Poole, your husband Don, was dear to us. But he's having a good time. You're jealous. Yeah, you're jealous. Kathy Witch is here, her husband Bud. I was just getting to know Bud on a more personal level. And I'd play cribbage with him. And he was a good cribbage player. The gift of Christmas, the reason for the season, that's what I want to share with you today. If you want to follow with me in the Bible, open to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Now I'm going to do the first part of the message, and then I'm going to have the kids help me do the second part. This is Kids Sunday, and how many of y'all kids do we have here? Stick up your hand if you're a kid. Connie, you should have had your hand up. Rose got hers up. All right. Devin's got his up. All right. Steve Murphy's got his up. All right. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you." Boy, I've just loved to have an angel show up in my bedroom or anywhere and declare that to me, that I'm the highly favored one, and that the Lord is with me. Well, I know I'm highly favored, and because I know what the Word says. And I know the Lord's with me because I know what the Word says. And the Lord's within me, and He's within you too. So he says, "Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, when Mary saw the angel, she was troubled at his saying. I always wondered about that. It's just like if a big angel shows up in your house, would you be more troubled at the saying or like, there's a big angel in my house? It's like, but she was troubled at what he said, not that he's there. He considered what manner of greeting. So she's pondering what he's saying and what kind of greeting is this. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." I tell you, that's sweetness to my ears. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. He said that was said before the angel showed up. Back Isaiah prophesied that in Isaiah 9:6. He said that the government would be upon Jesus' shoulder and on. And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Jesus has many names that he's called. "Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age." Now, if we had started in the beginning of Luke chapter 1, we'd have seen that account of Elizabeth becoming pregnant as an old woman. And when it said here where we picked up in the 6th month, it was talking about the 6th month. Elizabeth was 6 months along in her pregnancy. So Mary said, the angel says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren." Verse 37, take note of this, what the angel says. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." You need to ingrain that into your spirit being and into your mind. With God, nothing shall be impossible. How many have all come across times in your life where you've said, "This is impossible"? I have, but with God, it's not impossible. Maybe with man, it's impossible, but with God, it's not impossible. Verse 38, "Then Mary said, 'Behold the maidservant of the Lord.'" She's talking about herself now. "Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. I've preached an entire message on that one verse where Mary said, "Be it unto me as you have said according to your word." Mary was responsible for believing what the angel said, and then she had to agree with it and receive it. She could have said, "Whoa, this is too much for me," and God would have had to have found someone else. But Mary agreed with him, and she received it and said, "Be it done unto me as you have said." Remember, he came saying, "I came from the Father, I came from heaven to tell you this." Here's the thing you want to remember about that, is that anything we receive from God in this life or the life after, we're going to have to believe him first, number one. But then it's not enough to just believe it. Mary had to do something about it. And she spoke, and that's when she agreed and let him know, "I'm taking this. As you said it be, let it be done unto me." In other words, I agree, I receive it. Mary's the one that conceived Jesus. Holy Spirit came as the power of God to do the conception, but she could have stopped it if she had said no. But she said yes. And it was Mary that conceived. That's the same way that every one of us that's saved got saved. We had to hear about salvation, about God's great plan to send Jesus. We had to believe it, but then the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it's not enough to just believe it. That's half of it. The other half is you have to receive him. And he says, by receiving him, you speak. I confess Jesus as my Lord. Mary here confessed that this would be done unto her. And she, the power of God came upon her. It's also same with the word of God relative to the promises of God. When you see a promise in the word of God, you have to first believe it, then you have to receive it if you want it to work in your life. So that's kind of a whole message within the message here of the conception of Jesus in Mary. And we can learn from that, because as you walk your life out as a believer, you're going to have to always believe him and then always receive what it is you're believing. There can't be any doubt and unbelief there. Mary could have doubted it. She could have said, this is just too strange for me, but she didn't. She didn't. Okay. The blessings that God pours out on us, and there's so many. I couldn't even begin to tell you all the blessings in one message. But here's the thing about the blessings. Again, you have to believe them when you find one in the Word of God. Let's just give an example on healing. Jesus has already paid the price for healing. But there, you have to believe it, but then you have to receive it. And that's how you receive healing for your physical body. There might be some of you here today that didn't know that. Well, you stick around. We'll show you how to receive physical healing, to receive a miracle even. Mary conceived a miracle. We had just read before that, that with God, all things are possible, right? So when you get God involved in your personal life, all things are possible. Amen. When we believe and receive God's word, His blessing comes upon us. His blessing is, well, the blessing is to make happy. How many all want to be happy? How many want to be fortunate? How many want to be healthy? That's all inclusive of the blessing. Prosperous, successful, a sound mind, full of God's favor. That's all part of the blessing which God pronounced on Adam when He created our boy Adam. Well, not our boy, but His boy. When He created him, He blessed him. Adam wakes up and he's looking into the face of God. Have you ever thought of what that must have been like for Adam? And He pronounced His blessing on him. Well, we have had that blessing pronounced on us if we're in Christ. So it belongs to you. Amen. All right, I'm almost done my part, and then we're going to have the kids come up and help. In John chapter 20, turn with me there if you care to follow along. If not, you can just listen. In John chapter 20, this was after Jesus had died on the cross. He died and went into hell, and on the third day, He was raised up to the earth, and He showed Himself to over 500 people, including excluding the disciples in addition to that. And Thomas wasn't there. Most of you know the story. You call him what Thomas? Doubting Thomas, because it was about a week later before Thomas actually saw Jesus. Jesus was on the earth after He had come up out of hell for about a week. I think it says 8 days, and the others had seen, and they were telling Thomas, but he says, I won't believe it until I can see the holes in His side and I can put my finger in there. I won't believe it. So here's where we pick up on in verse 29. Jesus now appears, and Thomas sees Jesus for the first time since He had died. And Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen Me, you have believed. Now look what Jesus says. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. You see, I haven't seen Jesus with my own two eyes, but I believe. So therefore, I'm blessed. Jesus just said I was. Thomas had to see. You've heard the saying that seeing is believing. That's not true. Once you see, you're not believing anymore. You know. There's no believing necessary. I have to believe before I see. That's how we receive by faith anything from God. According to Jesus' words in Mark 11, 23 and 24, He said that you're going to have to believe that you receive, then you will have what you believe for. You have to believe first. Okay, we didn't see Jesus to accept Him as our Savior. We had to believe in our heart. You see, it's a spiritual thing. We're spirit beings. Spiritual just means of the Spirit. Things that are spiritual are of the Holy Spirit, but we're a spirit. We're created in God's image and in His likeness, the Bible says over in Genesis. And so we also saw a story. I'm not going to read it, but just for those of you that know it, about the centurion. When he came to Jesus and said, my servant is almost dead. Would you come to my house and would you heal him? And Jesus was going to go, but then he said, I'm not worthy of you to come. Or Jesus said, I'll come. And the centurion said, I'm not worthy that you come to my house. Why did he say that? Because he wasn't a Jew. He didn't have a covenant with God. He was outside of the covenant, but he believed. He believed. Over in the Gospel of Luke, it's brought out that the people around knew that centurion, and they said, Jesus, he's worthy for you to heal his servant because he built us a church. He built us a synagogue. This man wasn't a Jew, but he believed, he knew Jesus was Messiah. He wasn't Jewish, but he put his faith and trust in him. And so he just said, speak the word only. And what did Jesus say? He said, I've not seen such faith like this. No, not even in Israel. And the man said, speak the word. And so he was able to activate that blessing, if you will, on his servant by believing Jesus and just saying, you speak the word. That's where his faith was. And so he received it. In John chapter 1, almost done here. And then how many of y'all kids are going to help me? All of them. I like that answer. Who said that? My wife said that. All of them. You make sure they all come up. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Drop down to verse 14. Not that the rest in between isn't important, but that's not where we're going right at this moment. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh. See, the Word, God, Jesus was God the Word before he came and was born, baby Jesus. Before baby Jesus, he was still God in heaven, God the Father, God the Son, but at that time, he was God the Word. Says that over in Revelation 19:13, and his name shall be called the Word of God. So Jesus, before he was baby Jesus, was God the Word. And he came and he dwelt among us in the flesh. And he lived for approximately 33 years. And all of the things that he did and all of the things he said came right from heaven. And they're written there for our benefit. They're written there to show us, you know, why he came. He came to let us have life and life more abundantly. In other words, he came to get it back to the way it was with Adam before Adam sinned, where everything was perfect. Well, you know, in the spirit realm, if you're born again, 1/3 of you is perfect. The other 2/3 we're still working on. Our soulish realm, our mind, will, and emotions, we're still working on that thing. Bible says we've got to renew our minds. Our bodies, well, some of us go to the gym, some of us don't go to the gym, some of us, you know, that didn't get saved. Your body didn't get saved. Your spirit man got born again. A new species as if it's never existed before. So what can we take away from the Christmas story? We could go so many different directions and so many messages that God has put in his word just in the Christmas story. But for us to receive from God healing or deliverance or prosperity or peace or joy, we're going to have to do these things. I've already mentioned them. We're going to have to believe. We're going to have to believe it's from God, and we're going to have to believe it's the will of God. Well, preacher, how do you know if it's the will of God for something? It's in his book. He's given us a book. He didn't keep us in the dark. You know, there was a time called the Dark Ages where the Word was shut up and nobody had the Word. But thank God we've got it today. How many have it on your phone? How many have it on a tablet? Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get there eventually. I'll catch up with technology. I still got the old leather-bound Bible, but I do have a tablet. I've got 39 translations on it, and I use it occasionally, but I don't know. I just haven't got there yet. But I'm thankful that some of you can just, you can get there quicker sometimes. You know, I tell you, go to Amos chapter 2, and you just punch it in, and you get there before I get there. But anyway, so God wants us to know that we have to believe. And then number two, we have to receive. Just like Mary said, let it be done unto me according to your word. See, Mary believed the word, and then she acted on it. And that's how you get saved. That's how you get born again. That's how you get healed. That's how you receive anything from God. It's going to have to be done by faith. Faith is simply acting on what you believe. That's what faith is. It's just making a determination that I believe that, so I'm going to receive that based on God's word. And so you can have anything God says you can have based on his word by you simply believing and receiving. It's that easy. And you say, wow, it's that easy? It absolutely is. And that's why we got to tell the world. Number one, God's not mad at them. God loves them. He cares for them. He wants them to come into his kingdom. He wants them to come into his family. When God sowed Jesus into the earth, he sent him knowing he was going to die, but God knew he was going to get a family. That's you and me. God wanted a family. He wants a big family. He says in his word, he's not willing that one would perish and be apart from him. Amen. All right. So why did Jesus come? Kids, I need you to come up now and help me. We're just going to help the adults understand on a five-year-old level. All right. Cool. All right. So I need six brave people first. No? You're not brave? Okay. All right. What do we got here? How many we got? All right. We're going to go from right to left. So, hi there. What's your name? Haley. What's your name? That's what she said. Two Haleys and a sandwich with Savannah. Do you know her? You do. Okay, would you help me out? You guess. Well, you can't just guess. Okay, you're number one. So you're going to hold that. Savannah, you'd be number two. What's your name? Tristan. I like that name. Patriots, huh? They going to win today? What are the odds? Can you give us the odds? You don't know? I don't know either. They've lost two in a row. All right. You're going to be number three. Tyler. I'm going to skip you for a minute. Paris. You're number four. I can't leave these guys out. Hi. What's your name? Tanya. Tanya, would you like to help me? All you got to do is hold this up. Okay? All right. And, Yes? Did you say yes? Okay. You'll hold it up there. All right. Oh, where'd my pulpit go? Okay. So, we need our Bible. Who would like to read for me? Haley can read. Okay. So, do I need a mic? Yeah, where's the mic? Somebody help me with the mic. I got my hands full. All right, you can read. All right, I'll let you read out of my Bible. It's special. All right, so why did Jesus come? Number one, Haley, is holding up. Can you hold it up high so everybody can see? It says forgiveness of sins. Can everybody see that? All right, in Matthew 1:21. It's already highlighted right there, verse 21. Microphone? Thank you. If you could help me hold.
Which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
That's right. So he'll save his people from their sins. Okay, number two is found in Luke chapter 2. Who would like to read Luke chapter 2 for me? Paris would. All right. So, number 2. What's number 2 say? It says it's for everyone. Let's see if that's what the Bible says. Verse 10. Can you see verse 10?
No.
Verse 10, up here. Oh, right there.
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good
tidings
of great joy, which will be all people."
To all people. So is that right? It's for everybody. Okay? That's what the Bible says. All right. Number three. Who's got number three? Oh, what's that one say? Did you read it? What does it say? It's free. And we find that in, who would like to read for me next? You? No readers here? All right, parents, they got to read better. Paris will help me. Thank you, Paris.
I like reading.
You like reading?
Yes.
Oh, where are her parents? Bless you guys. All right, I have to find it. It's in Romans. You technically do it every day, so you're a reader, a professional reader? I love that. Kind of? Yeah, just keep talking. Yeah? Your parents like you to read?
All right. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Verse 23. Whoop. 23. Right down there. Verse 23. See it? Nope.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yes. For the
wages?
Wages which
of?
Of.
Can you see where we're? We're right over here.
Oh. Which the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
That's right. So that's the gift of Christmas right there. Thank you, Paris. Okay, where were we? That was
number three.
That was number three. Number four. Four comes after three? Thank you. Okay. Eternal life. It's forever. That's what eternal life is. John 3:16. How many up here know that verse by heart? Raise your hand. Not any of you? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means it's forever. Okay? We got to work on memorizing that one. Okay? That's like a biggie. All right. Number five. It says made righteous. What does that mean? Made righteous. Anybody up here made righteous? What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means that you now have a right standing with God. You have a right standing with God, okay? And so in Romans 5:19, I'll read this one. Romans 5:19 says, "For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners." That was who? Adam. "So also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous." Now, that word righteous also means justified. And in Romans 3:23, justified means, can you all see that? Declared not guilty. We got one hallelujah. You see, the Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren, or the sisterin too. That means guys and girls. And he goes before the Father. He's still doing that. Accusing you. Imagine that. Sweet old you, and he's accusing you right before the Father. But if you've been born again, if you've been saved, did you know this? That when he goes up there and says, Tyler, Satan goes up and says, God, Tyler has done such and such. He didn't do his reading. His parents asked him to do his reading, and he didn't do it. What do you think of that, God? And God opens up his book. And he sees Tyler's name written in the book. And he says, not guilty. It's under the blood. And the devil says, shucks, I got to go back down and find something else about Tyler. And he does that about every one of you beautiful looking people. Imagine the devil. What a sorry cuss. That's what he does. But if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, every time he goes up there, slam. God says, I don't find any fault here. It's under the blood, not guilty. Get out of here, devil. And so that's what justified. I've heard somebody say that it's just as if I'd never sinned. See, that's what the grace of God is. The grace of God is treating all of us like sin didn't even exist. The grace of God is like God treating you like sin never existed. Amen. That means I agree. If you don't agree, don't say amen. That's all amen means. It's not a religious thing. It just means I agree with that. It's like when you vote, you're signing your name down, you know? I agree. You're putting your stamp of approval on it. Okay, so baby Jesus, Hey there. Is baby Jesus still there? He is? Okay. So we've got a little doll baby Jesus. But baby Jesus is not still in the manger. He grew up. And we sang about Jesus being the Messiah. He was the one that came and made the way for us to have our sins forgiven. And it's for everybody. God didn't leave anybody out. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter if you're old or young or what country you live in. It's for everybody. And then number three, it's free. It's free. The free gift of salvation. It's free. And then Paris, it's forever. So it's the most important decision anybody could ever make on planet Earth. It's going to determine forever. Could somebody in their infinite wisdom tell me how long forever is? Well, how long is forever? It's just forever. It's like longer than till tomorrow. Okay? All right. Here's the thing. I just want to, while the kids are still here, and then we're going to do something special. If everybody just bow your head and close your eyes, I just want to ask everybody here today if you've received the gift of Christmas. And if you haven't, this is your day. This is your day. And this was easy for a five-year-old to understand, so certainly I know I've reached everybody's ability to understand. So having said that, is there anybody here that would like to accept Jesus today? You've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You've never gotten saved, but you want to, because all you've seen today is how good God is. Would you just slip up your hand if that's you today? Is there anybody? Because I want to introduce you to Jesus on his birthday. What a celebration party that will be in heaven, but right here as well. Is there anybody? You've never said yes to Jesus. You maybe didn't even understand, but today you understand. He came for everybody. He came so that your sins would be forgiven, that you'd be washed free. And then the blessings are just everything that God gives us to have and enjoy life. Who wouldn't want that gift of salvation, that free gift, the Christmas gift? Is there anybody? Just slip up your hand. I'm looking around. I don't see any hands yet, but it's not too late here. The only time that it will be too late is after you breathe your last breath on this planet. Then it'll be too late. You can't decide then. You have to decide before. But God loves you, and he's pulling for you. And I love you, and I'm pulling for you. And I know so many people here in this room that are pulling for you. And they, right now, they're just silently praying and releasing their faith. That Holy Spirit, that you just open the eyes of these people's hearts that don't know. Because the Bible says Satan has blinded them. That's why you didn't see it before. But I believe your eyes have been opened this morning to the truth, to the simplicity of the gospel. Is there anybody? I don't want to leave anybody out. Well, I just feel impressed that we're all going to pray this prayer. And even if you didn't raise your hand, if you pray this from your heart, then you will receive salvation, what we've been talking about. Just pray this after me. Father God, I thank you so much for the Christmas season, because the reason is Jesus. I thank you that you love me so much that you sent Jesus to die for me in my place, that I might have life. Today, December 23rd, 2018, I receive Jesus into my heart. I believe that he died for me on the cross and that you raised him up on the third day. I now make Jesus my Lord and my Savior. Friend, if you prayed that this morning out of your heart, you got born again. The greatest miracle that ever happened just happened inside of you. Here's what I want you to do. If you did that, tell somebody. Tell somebody and then get into a good church. Get into a Bible-believing church where they do believe that Jesus is Lord, where they do preach the truth of the Word of God, where they're not condemning you, because God's not condemning you. Everything you ever did before, today, or next week, God's already forgiven that. It's under the blood of Jesus. Amen? Okay, so how many kids we got up here? Two. You can look up now. Three, six, nine, Okay, where's my basket? Yes, I want these here. I need you kids to help me. Take some candy canes. We have candy canes here, and we're going to pass them out to the adults that are sitting back with their hands folded and they're smiling. They have to be smiling if they want a candy cane. They have to be smiling. So you go. No, here, take a couple. Take a couple. All right, you go. Yeah, take three or four. You got it. All right, now go. You're my elves today. Okay, you dropped one on the floor. Here you go. Grab some and go. Go bless some people. Tell them Merry Christmas, that you know Jesus is the reason. Okay? They're all the same. All right. There's one right there. Oops, somebody broke the head off. You got it. You got it. All right. Whoop, whoop. Whoop. Oop, 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 oop. All right. All right, there's a few left. Did anybody run out? Are they all smiling? They have to be smiling. Got to be smiling. All right, got one more. One more. Oh, you got a bunch. One more. Okay. Now, that's it. That's it for the adults. Now, when you're done, you come back and see me. You got one more? Is there anybody smiling that didn't get one? Right there? Helen's smiling. My goodness, she's got a huge smile. Come on. All right, those were forgiving. I have something here for you guys after. Okay? What I gave you are for giving away. See, that's the thing. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. All right. Broken? You broke one?
No.
All right, who broke them?
I found mine.
You found yours broken? Okay. All right, you got to give them away. We can't proceed until they're all given away. Who else needs one? If they get an extra big smile, they can have two. You already got two? Ricky already, he knew. Big smile. How many still got some? Did you give them all away? Did anybody give any to the ones working up back? Thank you, Tyler, for noticing. They're giving them to Angela and Evan. All right. Everybody give them away? All right. Now, I have one for each one of you. Okay? And so you got to be smiling. Where are the teeth? I got to see the teeth. Come on. Got to see the teeth. Got to see the teeth. Hey, wait a minute. You didn't get a candy cane. It came off. Put it back on. I know what you were thinking. I didn't see any teeth. Smile. There we go. Got to see the teeth. Smile. You brushed them this morning, right? Okay. All right. Okay. These are special candy canes, aren't they? Would you agree they're special? They what? What? What are you talking about? They got something around them? $5 bills. Should we have given these out to the adults? Oh. Did I give the wrong basket? No? No? Oh, look at the smiles are getting bigger now that they heard what's in them. Look at this. Big giggle. Janet, you're too short. Okay, now the kids have something very special for you, right? Y'all, right? We're going to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. You can do that. Haley, would you like to lead? You're the first one that said okay. All right, who's a good leader? Who's a good leader? Paris? Paris. Why? Paris gets the star. Look, you get two. Yeah. Okay. So let's sing to the adults. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Take it, Paris. Everybody help. We wish you. All right. Give him a hand. All right, you guys, thank you for helping. You can go back and sit down. We're just going to close in prayer. If you'd all stand up with me. So we have refreshments. We encourage you to stick around and have fellowship and get to know one another. Father, we thank you for your great love for us. We thank you, Father, for all that you have already done for us. And so we celebrate your great love through the Christmas story, through the birth of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. I ask a special blessing and pronounce it on these people that came out this morning, that you bless them and their families. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. We love you.